great to see everybody. Thanks for being here. It's great to be back for year six at the University of Minnesota and actually 10 years being a head football coach. And I promise you this, I haven't taken one day for granted being a head football coach, especially in this league. I want to thank our president, Joan Gable, our athletic director, Mark Coyle, for their leadership. I want to thank Commissioner Warren for his leadership. To say that that leadership's been easy over the last few years would be an understatement and not true. So he's really, really led us through some really tough times. Want to say hi to my wife, Heather. She's watching on TV with my kids, Gavin, Carter, Paisley, and Harper. It's always good to say hi to them as they watch me on TV, I'm sure. So excited for year six. I'm really, really excited about our players. I want to thank our players for all the work they've done in the offseason. I want to thank our strength staff, Dan Nickel, who I think is one of the best in the country. They've been working incredibly hard as well. And we're going to continue to strive to be the best we can be at creating one of the most exciting developmental and educational life programs in the country, and we'll continue to do that. Brought four amazing young men with us, Tanner Morgan, John Michael Schmitz, Mariano Sori-Marin, and Tyler Newbin. Tanner Morgan has been around the league, it seems like forever, right? He's entering year six. He's got his bachelor's degree, his master's degree, and now he's kind of a non-major student at the University of Minnesota, just taking classes and going to be, you know, going to lead our football team. Got married here a few weeks ago, which I'm sure you all know, to his wife Sarah. It must be contagious on our team because John Michael Schmitz, who's you know, a preseason All-American, you look at top of the Remington list, his name's right up there, is also engaged to be married here coming up. These six-year guys, and they call themselves the Encore Four. So it's going to be interesting to see those guys, and it's been really fun to watch their lives develop on and off the field. Got guys getting married already. He's a phenomenal football player, incredible person. Mariano Sori-Marin, from Providence Catholic in Illinois, one of our middle linebackers, the ultimate connector on our defense. You talk about a guy who'd be a phenomenal coach one day, he'll do that. He's also an incredible foodie. I'm sure you guys are going to get a chance to be around him. He's got a list of 105 restaurants that he's visited that I'm sure that he'll probably talk to you about those and has ranked all of them. You got a certain type of food you like, he'll definitely give you where you should go and give you a ranking on that. And then Tyler Newbin, one of our safeties, has been an instrumental part in what we've done. We did a tape the other day for our team and showed him the big plays from last year, and Tyler Newbin was around all of those. And his dad, Rodney, and mom, Sharice, who were both athletes at Eastern Michigan University, are very involved in our program, and it's great to have Tyler here. When your best players are your hardest workers, I think you have something really special. And we're talking about year six. We have a lot of guys who chose to come back for that 6 year, and a lot of newcomers that'll be on our football team that'll be helping us for the first time. When we're talking about a life program, we talk about academics, athletics, social, spiritual, becoming elite in every single area of your life. Our team cumulative GPA is at a 3.3 right now. We have 11 straight semesters at a 3.0, which we're really excited about, or higher. We have 8 academic All-Americans in the last 5 years. And to give you a little bit of that, that we look back and in the 20 years prior to us being there, we had 8 total. And in the last year, 5 years, we've had 8. You look at our NFL draft picks. We had 4 NFL draft picks this year with Boye Mafe going in the 2nd round, Daniel Faalele going in the 4th round, Sezi Odemewo going in the 5th round, and then Ko Keefe going to the 6th round of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We also have 4 others on NFL teams as well. And if you look at the last 2 full seasons of 9-plus wins that we've had, that's the first time we've basically had back-to-back full season 9-win season since 1900 through 1905. So there's a lot of positive things in our program. I'm really proud of our players. Can't wait to see what happens this season. It's a fun team. It's a committed team, probably more than I've ever had in the 6 years being at the University of Minnesota. It's probably the most committed team, and I look forward to what they have. So with that, we'll open up for questions.
In the back over here. Yep, Betsy, you got him.
Hi, PJ. Scott Docterman with The Athletic. I wanted to ask you about the return of Mo Ibrahim and what does he mean for your team on the field and the way he competes, but then also what kind of leadership and other kinds of qualities he brings to your team as well.
Yeah, Muhammad's part of that Encore Four that they're kind of calling themselves, and with, I'm not sure if that's NIL or not, or some copyright infringement that I just threw out there for him. But you got Mo, you got Tanner, you got John Michael Schmitz, and you got Crab. And you talk about Muhammad Ibrahim. I mean, here's a guy who could have went to the National Football League after tearing his Achilles. I think we all saw it. I mean, he had close to 170 yards in the first half against Ohio State. And he was primed for a huge season. Decided to come back not only for himself, but for his teammates. And I think that kind of spread throughout our entire team. John Michael Schmitz coming back, Tanner Morgan coming back, Crab coming back, Chris Altman-Bell. They made choices based on really what Mo was going to do. Mo could have went to the National Football League because, as he would say, 5'8 is 5'8. I mean, he's not going to get any taller. But he did it for the team. And he did it to kind of put a different ending to what happened. I think he's one of the best backs in the country. But more importantly, he's one of the best people you will ever meet in your entire life. And his leadership has become really infectious based on real-world experiences. Here's a guy who had a lot of NIL, right? And you run for 170 yards in the first half. You got all this stuff. And then, boom, it all ends. And he can share a lot of those experiences with our team and those life experiences. So it means the world to us that he's coming back. He's at full strength. He's ready to roll. And we're excited about having him have a really, really positive 2022.
Over here.
Randy Johnson, Minneapolis Star Tribune.
Hi, Randy.
IPJ, what are your thoughts on USC and UCLA joining the Big Ten? What challenges and opportunities that would present for Minnesota?
I mean, the first thing that came to my mind was LA. Are you kidding me? That's perfect. I mean, the Big Ten now is represented from the West Coast to the East Coast. And you look at the major media markets now, I mean, that's incredibly positive. I look at it everything through the lenses of the University of Minnesota. We have a ton of living alumni out on the West Coast, and now that Big Ten footprint is really stationed there for all of our alumni. I think when you kind of look at, does playing out there help recruiting? Yes and no. I think it's very different than it used to be 10 years ago, where kids can live stream games, they can watch any game they want, they have all the types of resources in their phones. But I do think it's really positive for the conference and the league. We're excited about it. It's coast to coast. I think people asked me a question back there about travel. I think maybe other sports could be affected. But, again, I look through it from the football eyes, and I was part of MACtion. You know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday nights on nine-hour bus rides. And I'm not sure how many people asked me that question. So I think there's people way smarter than me that will figure all that out in terms of how we're going to make that all work. But again, it's a positive blueprint for the Big Ten, and change is really healthy, and it's a big change, and we're excited about having the LA market into the Big Ten.
Ryan Burns, 24/7 Sports.
Hi, Ryan.
PJ, I'm curious how you would define balance for your offense this fall.
Yeah, doing what it takes to win football games. I think that's how we define balance. I think the easy thing is to say, okay, run for 200, pass for 200. But I think what Kirk Shiraka would tell you, and, you know, we talked about this a long time ago, if we have to throw for 350, we need to be able to throw for 350. If we have to run for 350 to win, then we have to find a way to run for 350. And I think what you saw last year was, think back in 2019, we had two first-team all-Big Ten wide receivers for the first time in the history of the league. And then also had a 1,000-yard rusher, had one of the best offenses in the country. And then last year we lose five tailbacks. Four of our receivers missed 3 to 4+ games. And everybody says, what happened? And we still won 9 games. And that's a testament to finding a way on the in the system to do what the strength of your football team is. And we still had one of the best offensive lines in the country. So we had to make the game shorter. We had to run the ball a little bit more. We had to do what we had to do to find ways to win games. But now when you look at the balance, when we're at our best, we are balanced. I think any team would be able to want that in a perfect world. But balance to me means you do exactly what you have to do to win that game and have the ability to do that on a weekly basis.
Did we have a question over here? Yep.
Good morning, Coach. Todd Sadowski with Fox 43 Sports. I want to continue the Shiraka theme, and we just want to ask you, were you surprised that it went so quickly at Penn State, it didn't work out for Coach Shiraka? How quickly did you have a conversation with him about returning to Minnesota? And maybe Tanner's reaction as a 6-year guy, because he's worked with Kirk in the past to run the offense with him?
Yeah, I think we're all talking, you know, at the media days about change. Change is really hard. It's really hard to do. It's hard to accept. It's hard to move on from that. And a lot of people ask me, you know, were you hurt when Kirk left? I said no. Besides letting me know on Christmas morning, I said there really wasn't anything that I was mad about. But I said that that's not what loyalty is about, staying with somebody forever. Loyalty is giving 100% committed job effort at that particular time while you work for that person and while you work for that environment. But I'm not sure I wouldn't have done the same thing Kirk did and taken opportunities. From Pennsylvania, his family, he had some family things going on, especially with his dad back home. It was a great opportunity for him, especially financially, and supported him 100%. We've had a great friendship that goes beyond football. But when the opportunity came back to hire him, him and I, it was easy. It was like, yes. What I respect about Kirk was Kirk wanted to know how that would affect the kids. And I wanted to know how that would affect the kids. So you start asking people a little bit about how would you feel if somebody, you know, came back. And, you know, guys got really excited about that. And, of course, I said you might have to answer some questions in your first team meeting, but that'll be easy after 5 minutes and we're good. And he did. And he addressed it head on, talked about why he left, talked about why he's back. We're excited to have him. I know Tanner's really excited to have him. And, you know, he makes me a better head football coach. And when one thing I can do really well is hire people that are way smarter than me. It's very, you know, it's out there about my 18 ACT score three times. I mean, you hire people that are way smarter than you, and you can find a way to move up pretty quick. And that's what I found a way to do. And he does that. He's really smart, really intelligent, makes me a better head football coach. I hope we make him a better coordinator. And, you know, we're really excited to have him.
Okay, we're going to go in the back and the right over here.
Hey, PJ. Andy Greeter, St. Paul Pioneer Press.
Hi, Andy.
PJ, you talked a few times about being the most committed team that you've had. What does that mean exactly, and what examples do you have that make you say that?
Yeah, the committed part always has to do with, like, have to versus want to, right? There's this decision to be made. Okay, here's what I have to do. Here's on the schedule. And then do I really want to do that have to part? And then after that, what is the unrequired work that I'm going to do on my own that's going to make me a better football team and make me a better football player? And our leadership on this football team is fully committed to all of it. They want to do the have-to stuff. They can't wait to do it. They're off the field on their own doing unrequired work. They're doing unrequired things together, right? They're doing, you know, our HEAR initiative back home, our Gopher for Life programs with the attendance that they have, the non-football stuff. This team is fully committed to each other. It's been fun to watch. And you get that vibe when you go down and watch them work. You can kind of weed through all the other things that don't matter and get right to the heart of what matters with this football team. And that's what I appreciate about them. They don't have any time for silliness. They go right in, get their work done, and get better.